Yeah.
Which
Jay.
Is?
Let's see. Jay, are you there?
You're recording. Go to town.
Okay.
Thanks, Jay.
So I will call the this meeting to order of the Legislative Programs, Education, and Community Services Committee, Tuesday, August 4th. Let's see. Nettie, do you want to do attendance, please?
Sure. Okay. Jim DeLon?
Here.
Tom Corcoran?
Here.
Peter Criswell?
Here.
Mary Warrow?
Here.
John Parody? Dave Donaldson? Okay. Four present.
All right. Very good. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes and transcript of the July 7th meeting?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. Dr. Roberts, you're up next.
Well, thanks, Jim. And I want to just thank the legislature in general for approving our budget. I know times are hard, and you didn't even blink an eye, and you just, you know, no cuts. So thank you. It means a lot to us, because we're going to be changing. There'll be some challenges coming this fall. You know, right now we're down in enrollment, and the biggest challenge there is not all students want the same. You know, some want to come back, some don't want to come back, some really prefer not online, some want to be face to face. So it's there's not a one size fits all to this, and juggling and trying to get as many of those students to feel comfortable in whatever modality we have is our challenge. We've been getting anywhere between 30 to 90 calls per day. So the students are out there. We got to, you know, move them to action. And, you know, that's what we're going to be looking for. We got probably three more weeks to get this to where we need it to be, and we'll. It's all hands on deck, and everyone's doing a darn good job. And Jay, I have to give Jamie kudos, because she's working, you know, she'll work 80 hours one week, and come Friday afternoon, they change the plan. So she's all weekend. And she did tell us about this new system that she had that I just would like to share with you. She's actually created a fast track entry for our students, where a student can come and they're in front of a screen, they swipe their card, and their temperature is taken at the same time. So we literally can have no lines waiting through the traditional way we do it now. They come in, we ask questions, we take their temperature. So we expedited that by tenfold. And it's a unique system. And I think, I don't know how you figured that out, or you got it, Jamie, but that's really gonna work well. So
it's all about teamwork.
So we'll know more next time we meet, but right now we're going to do the best we can to get the students here.
Great. Thank you. Any questions? Being none, we'll move on to resolutions. Thank you, Dr. Roberts. Thank you, Jamie.
Thanks.
Resolution 269, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant application with required assurances for the Medicare Improvements for Patients and Providers Act, MIPPA, and amending the 2020 Ulster County budget to include additional funding from the New York State Office of the Aging. This is Office of the Aging.
Hi.
Do we have a
representative? I'm here, by the way. Yes,
okay,
I'm here. Great. Hope and Aver. How are you?
So can I have some
discussion?
Thank you, Peter. Second?
Second.
Very good. All right. Discussion.
Anybody have any questions about this program or what it does?
Well, why don't you tell us what this is all about?
So MIPPA is, you know what the acronym stands for. And basically, when we have seniors come in who are not qualified for Medicaid, but they really don't have a whole lot of extra income, we have our Medicare MIPPA specialist meet with them, and they're able to save a little bit of money on the Medicare deductible or premium. I think it's the premium, actually. And because of their income level, it doesn't apply to everybody, but it applies to some people. And they meet the specialist. She's one person who meets with a lot of people, and $135 is $135 off. So they're very grateful for it. She's been doing it for years. She talks about Medicare and the savings plan wherever she goes out in the community. Her name is Eleanor Minsky, and works about 8 months out of the year, and saves people a lot of money who are eligible for the program. And that's what MIPA does.
Great. And this grant application is for how much?
I think the total amount is about 15,000 and change.
$15,758.
Yeah.
Very good. Great. Any other questions? None? All right, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? There being none, that resolution passes. Resolution.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome,
resolution 270, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant application with required assurances for the New York Connects program with the New York State Office of the Aging. Can I get a motion?
Motion.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Very good. Discussion? Can you tell us a bit about this program too, please?
Sure. New York Connect has been operating out of the OFA offices for quite a while. We have two full-time New York Connect staff plus somebody else who is partially funded by the grant. And New York Connects is a really broad outreach for the community. It's not only for seniors, it's also for disabled folks. So we have connections in the community with places like RCAL and the Independent Living Centers for support. We help them, they help us, they refer to us, we refer to them. And it's really for folks who not only want to stay at home, but may need some help, adaptive equipment, which is part of what RCAL does, support, personal support, things like that. New York Connect staff also are trained to be able to help folks begin, for instance, a Medicaid application, which is a pretty extensive and complicated task. They are able to do HEAP applications for people, which actually go all year, starting in January, because we have a cooling season too. And they can start folks on a SNAP application. They're familiar with the Medicaid application process. They have, dozens and dozens of resources at their fingertips. And they're on the phone talking to people about all sorts of things. They're familiar with how we do our legal representation. They're familiar with how MIPA works. They're familiar with Medicare, and they can refer to those programs. So they're sort of like a gatekeeper more than anything else. It's like, oh, you have this problem? I can refer you to the MIPA counselor, and then you need to go let me send you a SNAP application in the mail if they know that their income levels qualify. So they really have their fingers in a lot of different pies, and they're sort of an invaluable resource that we have for both the seniors and the disabled. And like I said, the connections in the community with the independent living centers and the places like RCAL. So they add sort of a, I don't know, I guess you would call it sort of a background of wealth to our office. So we've been really happy with that. We've actually lately, I don't know if you know, we've been handing out the farmers market coupons. We just started that last week, and we have a couple of representatives from the regional New York Connects office coming to help us, which is great. And it's really part of what they do, you know, reach out, help people, figure out what they need. I'm calling for one thing, but I might now they'll figure out that they need three more things. So they get them on that too. So they've been really helpful with that as well during the whole pandemic with the meals and the delivery and the shopping and the problems that people have had throughout this time.
Sounds like a wonderful program.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. And the amount you're at requesting?
It's a lot of money, and I'm sorry I don't remember how much it was, like 257,000 or something, if somebody has the extra.
257,999.
Yeah, I can't believe I remembered that. Yay.
You did. You're right on the button.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Like I said, it covers two full-time salaries. It covers part of another person's salary. And a number of us also chip in, it chips into our salaries as well. So we're all sort of doing it, parts of it, I guess. I've been doing a lot of it lately, and it goes far and wide. That's all I can say.
Legislator Criswell has a question.
Yeah, just a quick question about the finances. So in the financial impact statement, it says that $193,000 is for the 2020 budgeted county revenue dollars, and about $64,000 is for 2021. And I'm just trying to understand, is this a contract that goes over to?
Yes. Yes. Yes, and yes, exactly.
So does it go from like June to June or something like that, or it spans a 2-year period, or is it two full calendar years, or?
They, if there's money left over, they can carry it. And if they have, some of the contracts have different calendar months. So you're looking at one of those contracts right there that isn't following the calendars that some of the other contracts are.
And is it money that has to be used or else it goes away, or is it something?
No, we can carry it, and it's actually very flexible as far as what we can do with it. It can apply in a lot of different situations.
Okay. That's
for what people do. Yep. Does that answer your question?
There's not really strict usage on it. So, okay.
Not as strict as some other things that we get. For instance, the law degree that we taught, not the degree, but the law contract that we have, it's only one funding, and it's pretty strict.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yep.
Peter, yep. It looks like April 1st, 2020 through March 31st, 2021.
Thanks.
Very good. Any other questions? All right, then, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? There being none, that carries.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Resolution 271, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county. T. McElliott. Dr. Roberts or Jamie, do you want to handle this one? First of all, can I get a motion?
Motion.
Second.
So I can jump in on this. So this is a project we've received notification from SUNY that they're providing emergency funding for us to advance our HVAC project. So this project was slated to kick off in March/April, right when COVID hit. So this contract was ready to go at that point. The state pulled all contract approvals and pretty much put a moratorium on all contract approvals pending the outcome, obviously, with what's happening with COVID and financial situations. They've reopened that process and allowed us to submit an emergency request for this project. This project will be a contract to replace non-operable HVAC units in our Vanderland classroom building. And this is imperative for us as we think through reopening so that we can ensure that we're able to change filtering units and that we're providing proper HVAC. As of right now, the HVAC units are non-operational.
Very good. Any questions?
That's 50-50, right? State, county?
Correct.
Yep.
Legislator Criswell, do you have a question?
Just a quick question. In the summary budget section, I just noticed that there's no numbers in the budget, and I was wondering why that. I don't see any here.
There should be.
$79,500.
Yeah, $79,500 is the contract amount. I can talk to Eric Stock on the contract abstract.
I don't see any of the breakdown here. I'm looking at summary budget, like there's lines for personnel, for fringe, for equipment, everything. There's nothing in any of that. Do you see what I'm seeing? Any other legislators who are looking at this? Page 18,
19, 20, 21. That I don't have.
It's the backup for the resolution.
Yeah.
It's just there's no breakdown of any of the budget numbers. So
we can pull that information and get you that information to make sure it's in there. It should be absolutely loaded up into the New World system. So okay. We can pull it down and get it to you.
Okay.
Be appreciated.
Yeah. The place that the numbers come in is where they show the breakdown of it by county in the state. That's where I first start seeing numbers, but I don't see the actual project.
Right. So it's a 50-50 state share. On this, as all of our projects are, but we'll absolutely get you that.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
All right, with that, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? There being none, that passes. Thank you, Dr. Roberts, Jamie.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Any new business? Any old business? All right. There being none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All right. Can I get a second?
I'll second that.
Very good. All in favor?
It's a tag team thing tonight, aren't we?
Doing good.
All right.
Hey, everybody.
Thank you all.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
See you next month.
All right.
I'll talk to you, Chair.
I'll see you later, Jim.
Yes.